Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to dream on? Do you know how to fly high and soar among the clouds? Get ready to live adventurously, because the Laura Meeks Show starts now. Listen as Laura lifts you off the ground while teaching you how to fly high. Forget ground-level drama and be prepared to confront your dreams head-on as she encourages you to navigate towards your North Star and into what just might be the best life you've imagined. Dream on. Live adventurously on the Laura Meeks Show.
Ready? Here I am.
Here I am.
This is welcome to the Laura Meeks Show. This is Wednesday. It should be noon on the West Coast and 3 o'clock on the East Coast. So if you are listening from the East Coast, then it is later in the afternoon. This is Talk Radio. I am actually live on the road. I was talking with Kat earlier. I'm on the road like Charles Kuralt. So that kind of gives you an idea of how old I am. If you don't know who Charles Kuralt is I am actually in the third floor of Holiday Inn Express here in exciting Elk Grove, which is near Sacramento, California. But the good news is that we can communicate in this new world in a whole bunch of ways. Today, I've been inspired, and I think that's important. We're going to talk about inspiration for a second. Been inspired to talk specifically about surviving in this confusing world, and I'll tell you where this comes from. And I specifically am talking to a couple people who have found themselves down at the survival level. And the inspiration for me came from this idea, and that is, very often the people that I work with and I talk to and coach are actually in a moderately stable environment, and they are looking to go from where they are to the highest levels. And that took me back to my college days and Abraham Maslow. So part of what I want to talk about is I'm going to bring in Abraham Maslow's ideas today, because part of what Abraham Maslow was talking about was the idea that we all need to survive, and then once you can survive, you can bump up to integrating, and then once you integrate, you can actualize. And so my specific goal in life is to help everyone bring their special gifts to this world. And I really do think that everybody has a very special gift to bring to this world. I have a gift of communicating and talking and working with you people out there. But everyone has a special gift, and it's important that you bring that gift to the world. But one of the things that I was interested in the last couple of weeks is watching people that are struggling, and I'm hesitant to use the word struggle, but are down at the survival level, where they are actually looking for a roof over their head, food to feed themselves, that sort of survival level. And then the question came up to me, just in my particular mind, is can the tools that I teach help people at all levels? And I really do think that everything that I talk about is applicable to everybody at every level. But it's I'm starting to feel like it's especially important to those people that are down at the survival level. Now, one of the tools that I think that you really, no matter which level that you're at, one of the tools that I think you need is a sense of humor. It helps us get along. And sometimes you find yourself so low, it's almost funny. And so I was looking for specifically for a survival joke, some sort of humor around survival. Most of it was kind of gruesome. So I did find this. And so I see if this puts a smile on your face. These were all comments that were created from the National Park Service when people came out to national parks and they went hiking and found nature. Then they came back and they would write a comment. So here's some of the interesting comments that people made. First one, a small deer came into my camp and stole my bag of pickles. Is there a way I can get reimbursed? Please call the following number. I don't know. Trails need to be wider so people can walk holding hands. Well, now I will say I enjoy holding hands, but we're out in the... Found a smoldering cigarette left by a horse. Well, first of all, I have to ask, was the horse really smoking? And do they even know how to put out a cigarette? I don't know. Trails need to be reconstructed. Please avoid building trails that go uphill. It's like you guys came out to go to the mountain, right? And you have to climb the mountain. Along that line, chairlifts need to be in some places so we can get wonderful views without having to hike them. So why did you come out to the mountain? Need more signs to keep the area pristine, which goes with places where trails do not exist are not very well marked. So can't have too many or too few. Oh, and the final one, too many rocks in the mountain. They are made out of rocks. Don't know. So got to keep a sense of humor. One of the things that again brought this topic on and realized that my background is in flying. So I really kind of feel at home today because I've got, this is kind of what it looks like if you're flying an airplane, you've got a headset and a microphone on. So this tends to make things seem rather normal, but here's kind of my connection to flying. So imagine you and I are flying. It's at night. We're way above the clouds. Everything is looking great. The moon is out and we're flying along and all of a sudden the engine quits. Holy smokes. What are we going to do? Now, the reason I bring this up is a great flying analogy, I think, that helps you understand where you might be in life. Because one of the things I find interesting is that if this was me, you and me flying an airplane and the engine quit in any particular spot, the good news is that I would know exactly where to go. And the reason is that when we go flying, part of what happens when we go flying is we create a plan to go from A to B. And everywhere along that plan, we plan on what if scenarios and what if the engine quit, where would I go? And very important, especially flying across the ocean. One of my jobs in the Air Force was to help plan trips for fighters flying from California to Hawaii and then Hawaii to Guam. So long stretches of ocean. And part of the challenge is that small fighters don't have a lot of gas in them. And so what they do is they fly along with an air refueling tanker and they have a chance to get extra gas as they go along. So they can make it all the way across the ocean. But then the question is what if something happens to the refueling boom or their receptacles, something happens and they only have the gas that's in their airplane. Part of what we had to do is we had to figure out exactly where we could land. And that, I'm going to use that analogy to where you are, whether you're flying high, which is what I recommend and help you do, or if something happens and you end up needing to land somewhere. So the whole point of that planning that I did was is that the essence of that was is that no matter where we were across the ocean, we always knew that should the air refueling boom break, that every airplane would always have enough to get to a landing spot. Now that landing spot may be coming back, it may be going forward to Hawaii or landing somewhere else. Now on Hawaii, there's not a lot else. On the way to Guam, there's a couple islands that we can land at. So all of that is just to take an analogy of flying as we're flying along. And when your engine quits, the analogy would be is you're flying along. And what do you do if you lose your job? What do you do if you get a divorce? What do you do if your health breaks down? You need to have a plan for that. And part of that plan is to help you once you find yourself down at the lower survival level. Now, part of what I want to talk about when we come back from the break is I want to talk about Abraham Maslow. So I mentioned that earlier in this segment is that Abraham Maslow took a look at the people that had achieved the highest levels in life. So rather than looking at what people were doing when they had problems, he looked at what happened when people were doing really well. And he came up with a triangle that helps you understand the kind of things that happen when you're in life. And so when we come back, I want to talk about that. Now, if anything that I say today does connect with you, I do want to let you know that you can connect with me. I'm going to tell you about a special offer when we come back. But if you'd like to connect to me, I am on flyhighliving.com and you can call me at 888-666-1570. Now I'm traveling today, so it'll leave me a message and I can call you back. But I do have a special gift for you after the break. So stick with us. This is Laura Meeks, Transformation Talk Radio, how to stay alive in a confusing world.
To the Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Hey, this is Laura Meeks. Welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio. I'm here live in my studio on the third floor of the Holiday Inn Express in Elk Grove, California, which is just south of Sacramento. I'm on the road, as I mentioned, with kind of like Charles Kuralt, if you're old enough to remember that. I did want to say this right at the beginning of the segment. If you'd like to connect with me in any shape or form to talk about coaching or anything that I've talked about on my show, you can call me 888-666-1570. My email address is laura@flyhighliving.com. And I want to let you know, I have created a really cute 4-video segment. I will call it a gift to you. It is a short little video class that you can take if you email me, laura@flyhighliving.com. And what I have done is that for the Center of Spiritual Living where I attend, we created this 4-video sequence on how to actually manifest something in your life. And if you're looking to get a quick little fun tutorial on manifesting, this is going to work. There are 4 segments. To get the next segment, first of all, you have to email me, laura@flyhighliving.com, and I will send you the first little video segment. Then you have to practice that and send me the results via email. And once I get those results from email, then I will send you the second one, the third one, and then the fourth one. And it is a cute and fun way to work on manifesting things in your life. Because one of the things that I do know, and it's very important to understand, is that in this, in this land, I'm on my phone, so I'm sorry, that's the weird stuff happening. In this land of creating and manifesting the life that you want to live in, and to bring the gifts that you want to bring to this world, there are tools and things that you need to learn how to do. And one of the things that we're talking about today is surviving in a confusing world. And one of the challenges that I see people going through that I want to discuss today is the idea that sometimes you're way up on top of the world. Sometimes you have a food and a house and a job and a car, and the things that you're worried about are on a higher level than if you were down a little bit further on Maslow's scale, which talks about being at the survival stage. And so part of what I'm seeing is that it would seem that the tools that we're talking about, vision building, creating a list, following it up with some action, and taking and moving towards the things that you love, that's all kind of hinged on building a life that you love and bringing your gifts to the world. But those actually, I think, are even more critical to where you're at if you're getting down to the survival level. Because part of what is happening, and I want you to understand this, is part of what's happening when you get down to the survival level is that it's harder and harder to ignore the circumstances that are around you. So when you're hunting for food and shelter and safety, those are Maslow's lowest level. And that's kind of where we all need to make sure. I mean, you really can't do much if you can't keep this body healthy and alive. And so part of that is that when you're down there and the circumstances are all around you, your stomach hurts because you haven't eaten in a while, or you're living in your car and it's not comfortable. Perhaps it's, you're not even able to park in a safe spot. So now you're kind of concerned about your safety. That brings the circumstances right in front of you. And it's sometimes hard to ignore. This is where you really, really, really need to have practicing your meditation, the art of envisioning where you're going to be. Because what I do know is this, is that what you think, what you say, let's start here. What you say about your situation creates your thoughts. Your thoughts create your beliefs. Your beliefs create your actions, and your actions create the world that you're in. And so it's very easy, I think. And I want you to know, most everybody has experienced at some time the survival. I do know that I did once. Thankfully, I have managed some things and I did not have to spend much time in the survival mode. But when I was in college, I did get to a very important lesson, and that was I got down to the spot where I had no money for rent. I had no gas. I think I had a gallon or two of gas in my truck. No rent, no food. I had a pocket full of change, and that's all. And that's what I was going to survive on. And I realized one day that that's all I had was a pocket full of change. And my roommate and I at the time pooled our change together, and we bought one fish at the fish market. I actually happened to be up in Tacoma, Washington, so we were near the fish market. And so we went down and bought a fish, and we didn't even have anything to spice it with. So we just put it on a flat baking cookie tray and put it in the oven until it got hot enough that we felt like we could eat it. So what I guess what I'm saying is I have learned and been in a spot like that. Thankfully, not very long, but some of you are down there. And part of what I would say is that your thoughts and what you say about your situation are going to be critical to what's going on. And if you are here listening, if you're in that situation and you are here on this radio broadcast listening to this, then I think you have made the very first and best step towards moving up the scale. Now, some of the things that we're going to talk about today, not only Maslow, but I'm going to bring in Abraham Hicks in the last segment of the show to talk about how you can move yourself emotionally up scale from where you are, feeling overwhelmed. It could be deep in depression. There are ways to pull yourself up. And the very first thing is just to even be listening to a show like this, where you can get the tools and the techniques so that you can move ahead. So I'm kudos for that. The one thing that I want to talk about real quick is Abraham Maslow. And part of what, and I found this interesting, when I was first going to college, so many years ago, in Tacoma, Washington. So for those of you up in the Seattle, Tacoma area, hi, I've been up there. One of the things that I found interesting is I was a Spanish major when I went to college, but then I got introduced to Abraham Maslow in the first week of college, and I read his book on the hierarchy of needs, and it became so important to me that I actually switched my major and I graduated as a psychology with a psychology degree. But part of what he talks about is the idea that you're going to start out with physiological needs. So we all need to have food, water, warmth, rest. That we have to keep this body safe and fed so that you can think. Because remember, thinking is the really critical piece of this thing. The next thing up is safety and security. So I kind of group those together. So having food, water, shelter, and safety, you don't feel like you're going to be attacked. That's just the very basic needs that you need to keep this body together. But then in his next hierarchy of needs, then comes communication and working with people. And then after that comes self-actualization. And that's actually where you can bring your gift to the world. Now, part of what I do know is that it's going to be very, very difficult for you to bring your best game if you're stuck down in survival. So what we want to talk about are ways to get out, to fulfill your security, safety needs, and your belonging so that you can actually use that power to get higher. Now, one of the things that I think is most important when you're at this particular stage is to have a vision. And I understand that it is sometimes challenging when you're thinking about food, but your vision could just be, I need to eat and find shelter for tonight. That it needs to be part of your vision. Now, as time goes on and you get good at doing that, or you find success in doing that, then you can think about another plan for the week, for the month, and then for a little bit further on. And one of the things that I think is really critical, and I want you to ponder this, and I'm going to use a story. One of the things that I happened to me a while back was I was hiking and it was hot. And the short end of the story was, is as I was coming down the mountain, I realized I'd run out of water. And I thought, well, it's no big deal. You know, my legs start to give out. I'm not that far from the car. When all of a sudden I started getting dizzy and I realized that, my God, the thing that really is important in your survival is your brain, the computer that runs this whole thing. So in the survival needs, yeah, you need to have survival. You need to keep your body fed, but don't forget about keeping your mental activity straight. And when we come back, I'm going to talk particularly about the crafting a solution for your mental, keeping your mental thoughts straight. And in the world of aviation, one of the tools that we use is an old saying called when you get into trouble with an airplane, then you aviate, navigate, and communicate. Those are the three. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. This is Laura Meeks, and we are on Transformation Talk Radio.
All right, we're clear.
Great.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hey, welcome back. This is Laura Meeks. You're on Transformation Talk Radio. It is just a little after 12:30 on the Western Coast, and I'm live here from Sacramento. I did want to real quick let you know that if anything that I'm talking about today is of interest to you and you want to connect with me, little old me, you can do that by calling my office, 888-666-1570, the home of Fly High Living. Or if you're a millennial and you want to email Laura at flyhighliving.com. And I want to reiterate that I have a cute little four-week video on manifesting, and I would love to share that with you. All you have to do is email me at laura@flyhighliving.com, and I will send you the first video. Then the process is after that, you have to actually do the thing that says in the first video and email me back, and I'll send you the second, the third, and the fourth. So there is some work required on your part. It's a buy-in, but it is fun and interesting, and it'll give you an insight onto some of the things that I have manifested. Today, we are talking about survival, and one of the things that I love, my little flying outfit I got on today, because this is how I spent most of my life, with a headphone and a microphone in front of me as we're flying airplanes. And one of the things that I do know is that when you fly airplanes, it's important to ponder your survival. And both in airplanes, one of my examples earlier was what would we do if the engine quit? And we're above the clouds, it's at night, hey, it's going to be hard to see. And maybe, you know, if you don't have a plan, you might be over the mountains and crash. It's not a good plan not to have a plan. So one of the things I do know about flying is that it's important to have a plan and figure out where you're going to go. Gliding is another thing that I absolutely love to do. And one of the interesting things about gliding, people always ask me this, like, oh, how do you know when to land? It's like, because every minute of every flight, I'm thinking, where am I in relationship to where I can land? And if I am losing altitude, I'm moving towards the spot that I could land. And so the analogy for you and me in life is that as we are working on building a life that we love and bringing the gifts that we have to this world, you always want to be thinking, you know, in the back of your mind, what's my plan? And the tools, kind of my message today is what if your plan has not worked out, then you find yourself at Maslow's bottom of the hierarchy. So you're in the physiological needs. You need to find food, water, safety, security. One of the important things is to have a plan. And if that plan hasn't worked out and you do find yourself down there, then what we do in the airplane world is we have a three-part solution to all emergencies. And the three-part solution is and this comes from years and years of flying, is the first thing we do is to aviate, then we navigate, then we communicate. And I use that analogy in to where you might be if you're down in the survival. The first thing is if you're in trouble or you feel like you're at the survival stage, the very first thing is you want to aviate. Now, in that world of aviation, that means is don't stop flying the airplane. It's very common for people who are new to flying that the engine quits or something happens. You hit a bird and something breaks on the airplane. And then you start picking up the radio and starting to call somebody. Meanwhile, the airplane is like crashing. So the very first thing that we learn is don't stop flying the airplane. There's nothing more important in your life than to keep the airplane flying and figure out, then the next thing is figure out where we're going to land. So staying alive in the human world, aviating in the human world, what do you want to do? Staying alive in the world of human means that you have food, shelter, and safety. And I think that is pretty easy to understand. The second thing and right before I went on break, I talked about the fact that one day I was hiking and I realized that the challenge of running out of water is not that you can't walk. The challenge is that your brain overheats. And next thing you know, without a computer, you can't do anything. And part of what I want to explain to you is that when you get down to the survival stage and the world seemingly is crushing in on you, the biggest thing that you need to protect is your mental capacity, your ability to think. Now, obviously, food, shelter, water, that's important to keep your body running. But the next most important thing that I want you to think about is the idea of making sure that you're getting help in keeping your mental activity alive. It's very easy to fall into a pit of depression. In my world, I used to call this the swamp of sadness. There was a movie called The Neverending Story. Oh, so far back there. That my daughter and I watched. And part of the challenge is that Atreya, I think is the horse's name, falls into the swamp of sadness. And when your mental health is a challenge and you're having a hard time thinking, it's going to be very hard for you to use the tools that you need to get above this depression level. And so part of what I want to aim you at is that once you get to survival, you need to ask yourself, where are you physically? And more importantly, mentally, where are you mentally? Because although there is a apparent stigma, and I was studying psychology 40 years ago, we had a challenge back then, and still have a challenge now, is asking for help if you feel like your thinking is confused or you're depressed, you feel like, well, I should just be able to pull myself up. And honestly, if my theory is this, if you're wondering whether you really need to get help, then you need help. That's your kind of your demarcation line, is if you think about it, then you need to get help. And I'm not going to spend much time on this, but I do want you to know that I think in almost every city right now, a call to 211 versus 911, 211 gets you help in the land of survival. So if you need help with not only with food and shelter, but if you need services to get your mental facilities back, then I think that's important. In my world, I don't think that there's any shame in asking for help. In fact, the whole point of asking for help is to get off of survival as quickly as you can, rather than doing that. Now, the other thing that I want to aim you at in this segment is the idea that very often with survival comes some very interesting shocks or stresses. And one of the things that we know from modern warfare is the term PTSD and post-traumatic stress. And post-traumatic stress can come from a war and seeing the things that happen in war, but it also can come from situations of abuse or fear of survival, an attack. I mean, there's all kinds of things, a death, a car crash, a divorce. All of those things can cause a post-traumatic stress. And one of the things I did find online, and I just want to let you know this, is that when you're online, you can get help. And I just did this. I Googled this question. Do I have PTSD? And believe it or not, there are a bunch of little online tests that will help you decide whether you do have PTSD, and then they will take you to places that you can get help. So it's important. I think that's an important piece. You know, one of the things that the other thing that I want to do in this segment is talk about how to ask for help, because I think that's the next little challenging thing when we're talking about aviating and surviving so that you can live another day. Because remember, in the land of flying, one of the reasons that we aviate, navigate, and communicate is that when we the whole point of that is so that you can survive and fly another day. And so the whole point of aviating and keeping track of that is important. Now, the next two pieces, navigate. Navigate means that you need to have a plan. So after you survive, then you need to have a plan of where you're going to go from here. And again, I read a lot of really interesting situations yesterday as I was preparing for the show about people who had survived homelessness. And it's interesting that there really is kind of a step-by-step plan. Is you know, survive today and then find a way to make a buck or two and then save some of that and go to the next level. And it's just a step-by-step thing. And part of that has to do with your ability to envision something that is going to be better than where you are, so that you have a plan to go from A to B. And then the third thing is communication. And that's where asking for help comes in. You need to talk to other people. And when you're talking to other people, one of the things I've found that I think is very helpful is that if you're going to ask for help, ask for specific help. So in other words, rather than calling your friends and saying, well, yeah, I just don't really have a place to stay tonight, ask specifically, hey, I don't have a place to stay. Do you know where I can find a place to stay? Hey, I'm seemingly out of food. Do you know a place where I can get food? So that you're asking specifically, and I know it does take a little help to get there. So aviate, navigate, and communicate. That's how we are going to get out of the world. In the last segment, when we come back, again, I want to remind you, Laura at flyhighliving.com is how you can get a hold of me. When we come back, I'm going to have one quick talk about an Abraham Hicks solution and a tool to go from depression to hope. So that is coming up in the next segment. This is Laura Meeks on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
I have struggled with anxiety my entire adult life. My mind was constantly filled with feelings of dread and negative thoughts about myself. But then I completed Dr. Friedman's breakthrough program and can't believe how much my life has changed in just a few months. Dr. Friedman's methods are different from anything I've ever tried, and they make so much sense, and more importantly, they work. I can never thank Dr. Friedman enough for his guidance and wisdom. Visit theempowermentsolution.com and find out how his breakthrough program can help you transform your life.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Live from my Sacramento Holiday Inn Express here in Elk Grove, California. We are live on Transformation Talk Radio, and I welcome you back. Again, if there's anything that you want to connect with me, either just to say hi or you want to talk about something, I'm happy to connect with you. I always offer a free 30-minute consultation. So if there are things in your life that you would really like to bring to fruition, and again, today's topic is survival. So whether you're down in survival or whether you're thriving and want to just go higher, you can connect with me in my office. My telephone number, 888-666-1570, or feel free to email me, laura@flyhighliving.com, and I will get back with you. Again, we're talking about survival. My flying analogy is that whenever you're flying, especially in a glider, and we're talking about where we're going to land, we always have a plan for where we are going to land. And no matter whether we're flying power airplanes or gliders, the issue is you want to go from A to B, but you always want to have a safe landing. And the whole point of flying is to first go from A to B. If you can't go from A to B, we want to go from A to a safe landing on an airport. And if you can't make it to an airport, then we want to plan for a safe landing that we can walk away from so that we can live another day and bring our gifts to the world. And that's kind of what we're talking about today. The last thing we talked about, aviate, navigate, and communicate. So you want to take care of your survival needs first, food, water, shelter, and safety. And then moving up, we want to we want to navigate to a safe spot where we can build a plan, have a vision for where we're going to go. And then communicate in the human world. A lot of that is your ability to communicate your needs and your visions so that you can get to where you want to go. Now, one of the things that I really, I'm going to make one quick point here too. One of the things that I found interesting, and I just want to touch base on this for a second before I go into Abraham. One of the things that I found interesting when people are in survival is for some reason, stuff happens when you get down to survival. Now, I will tell you, part of the reason that stuff happens, and I'm not thinking good stuff. Sometimes, obviously, good stuff happens, but sometimes really weird, seemingly weird, bad stuff happens. And part of the challenge is that when you're in survival, it's very easy to be surrounded by negative thought, negative people, and negative circumstances. And that just, as you know, what you think about, you bring about. So if you're thinking negative thoughts, you're bringing more negative things. But one of the things I've seen happen a number of times in the past 2 months is when somebody's down in survival, all of a sudden a critical piece falls out. For instance, if you're at survival and you only have one means of paying for things, and that one thing is a credit card, and that credit card gets smashed, then you're in trouble. If you're down at the survival level and you have a car with a little bit of gas in it, and that's the only way that you have of getting around, getting into a car accident is not helpful. Now, I'm not saying that these are typically, and I'm not aiming you at a blame game, but I'm aiming you at the idea that if you're getting to a critical level, so in flying, if we know that we only have a little bit of gas left, then we want to take every precaution to make sure that that gas stays in the airplane and we can use as much of it to get to where we want to go. And kind of what I'm saying is that when you get down to survival level, you have to take a look at your weakest links. What is the worst of all the things you have? If your car is the thing that you're sleeping in, that's your critical link. You don't want anything to happen. So you need to plan on making sure that nothing happens to that. If you only have one source of income, then you want to make sure that you're somehow saving that in a special way so that it can't get broken or lost. Cell phones, again, in this day and age, if you have a cell phone and that's critical to you communicating, then you want to make sure that you don't drop it. You want to make sure it doesn't overheat. You want to make sure it stays charged, all of those things. So all I'm saying is that it takes a little bit more vigilance. And part of the challenge I perceive is that when you're way down at fear, grief, and depression, it's somehow harder to think of all these little things, and then stuff happens. So again, part of climbing up this ladder that I'm going to talk about deals with making sure that you keep your mind active and clear, and that's going to be an important part. So the last thing that I want to talk about, and I only have a couple minutes, but I came across this, is Abraham Hicks has a thing called the emotional scale. And so if you're out on YouTube, you can look up Abraham Hicks, the emotional scale. But here's one of the things that I think was really helpful and encouraging to me, is that no matter where you are on this emotional scale, the goal would be to take the next step higher. And one of the things that Abraham talks about is that it's really challenging, and I've been here, and I know others of you have been here. When you're down and depressed, and somebody like me comes along and says, "Hey, it's a great day. Don't worry about stuff. Life, all you have to do is think positive thoughts, and you'll attract positive things, and your life will be filled with hope and graciousness." And that's not really what we want to hear at that time. And so one of the things that Abraham talks about is that when you're down in fear, grief, depression, powerlessness, that's the bottom rung, kind of like Abraham Maslow, that's the bottom rung. If you're down there and you want to move up and feel better, try this. Don't try to jump all the way to the top and feel happy and hopeful. Sometimes if you're down at fear, now I will offer to, if you email me, I will send you this list. I have it typed up into a sheet. But here's kind of how it goes. Fear, I'm starting at the bottom, moving up. Fear, insecurity, jealousy, hate, rage, revenge, anger, discouragement, blame, worry, doubt, disappointment, overwhelming, frustration, pessimism, boredom, contentment, hopefulness, optimism, positive expectation, enthusiasm, passion, joy, freedom, empowerment. Obviously, the best place to be is at joy, freedom, empowerment, but you can't jump all the way from fear, grief, and depression to joy. So one of the things that Abraham talks about is if you're down here in depression, and I would love to hear from you guys if you try this, wherever you are on the scale, you want to think one or two up. So one of the things that Abraham talks about is that if you're down in depression, think about revenge or anger. And you're thinking, well, Laura, you know, do I really want to move to anger? The short answer is yes, you want to move to anger, because one of the things that you're going to find is if you're depressed, and I'll use revenge as another thing. If you're down and depressed, say you lost your job and now you're really, really depressed. If you start thinking revengeful thoughts about what happened and who did it to you, believe it or not, you're going to feel a little bit better. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but remember, you have to climb this ladder inch by inch. Now, you can't make major jumps. So if you want to feel a little bit better when you're depressed, start getting angry or revengeful. Now, the goal is not to stay there. The goal is to move from anger up the scale. Now, up the scale from anger is discouragement, blame, or worry. And from there, the next thing that you're going to hit is contentment and then to joy. So I'm going to leave you with that. If you would like to get this from me, email me at laura@flyhighliving. And that is going to wrap up our day on survival. And I look forward to our next show. Judy Matejczyk will be with us in the next show in 2 weeks. So this is Laura, Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Laura Meek Show. Dream on, fly high, live adventurously on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope you'll join us next month as Laura helps you find your unique gifts so you can bring them to the world. For more information on Laura Meeks or to listen to past shows, visit her website at flyhighliving.com. Check out her hit Dream On 12-week course, where you get the personal attention you need to fly high in your new life.